It's time to get strong, fit, and resilient. Welcome to the Fear Being Average podcast with your host, Brandon Rinka, where Brandon shares insights, practices, and education on leveling up how you look, feel, and perform. Say goodbye to complacency and get ready to kick the door into a new standard of living.
All right, so let's talk about the differences here of training versus exercise. And this is an important conversation to have because a lot of people, they use these terms synonymous with each other, right? When they say, yeah, I'm going to go exercise, or I follow an exercise routine, or I take care of my health and I take care of my body because I exercise, it's different than training. Now, to be fair, both of them are incredibly important. They're both highly suggested. I think every single person on the entire earth should exercise. But I also think more people need to start training. And we're obviously going to get into the differences of the two, but both are very good for the body and mind, right? Both are going to give your body a lot of positive health markers. They're going to positively affect, you know, your biological markers in terms of reducing stress, improving your sleep quality, helping regulate, you know, your hormones, assisting in healthier skin, greater bone density for the most part, definitely more towards training, good for mental health, good for your heart health, all those things, right? It's a good way to get out in nature, get out and move your body, good for circulation and blood flow, to improve longevity. As you can see, like, they're both incredibly important. So even though I'm going to distinguish between the two, and I might come across as saying that we need to do more training than exercise, exercise is still a modality or a direction that every single person should engage in. And even sometimes I will interchange the words, right? Because it just fits better in a sentence or in a paragraph, or in, you know, the general population, right? But for the most part, I really try to get the word training over because that's what I do. I train clients. I'm a trainer. I'm a strength coach. I myself train. But there will also be days where I exercise. And, you know, rather than just, you know, tug you along here, let's kind of dive into that. So when I talk about exercise, I'm talking about doing something without a ritualized structure in place. So there's really not a game plan. It's doing something like we equated to earlier. It's good for my body, good for my mind, gets my body moving, you know, creates circulation, increases longevity, all that good stuff, right? That's exercise, right? Like we see it all the time, like calisthenics, moving your body with jumping jacks or skipping or swimming or biking, or doing a bodyweight plank or whatever, right? You know, like that's exercise. That kind of stuff, 100%, it creates some physical exertion. It gets the endorphins flowing. Excuse me. That's exercise. So, you know, a lot of people would greatly benefit from adding in more exercise into their routine. Like for me, I'm a 365 days a year guy. That doesn't mean every day of the year I'm going after it in a strenuous manner, but I am putting time aside to either exercise or train my body. You know, depending on how my body's feeling and what direction it's after, will dictate what I'm doing. For the most part, everything's built around training. But let's just say I'm not in a very, you know, structured mentality for a period of time, or, you know, I got my body to a point where it feels nice and strong and I have a lot of, you know, muscle mass and my body composition is where it's at, and I just want to do things where I exercise. I want to do things that are good for my mental health, and I don't really want to think too much about, you know, what I'm going to be doing in the gym, that kind of stuff. Again, I don't suggest you stay there long, but once you get to a point where you're really happy with, you know, how your body's feeling, how your body's looking, and how your body's performing, there you can really have an interchangeable routine of exercise and training, right? Where you can train a couple times a week, and then you can exercise the other times a week where there's no real structure in place, but it's just fun to go out there and do something that you enjoy. Like sport, for example, is exercise. It's not training. When you go play basketball, you shoot hoops, go play tennis, throw the football around or baseball around, for example, like you're not training necessarily when you're 30 or 40 years old, or even in your mid-20s for that matter. You're exercising. You're doing something that you enjoy. You like the idea that you get to exert some physical effort, and you enjoy the process of it. So you're going to go exercise, and it's going to be really good for your body and mind. Where training, on the other hand, is a structured endeavor, right? When we think about, I'm going to go to the gym and train today, there is a rhyme and reason. There is a, you know, blueprint or program in place to achieve a physiological adaptation of sorts, right? Whether that is to increase lean muscle tissue, to get stronger, to create greater fat loss, to increase and speed up metabolism, right? To elicit an adaptation that is more anabolic than catabolic, right? Those types of things, performance-based training, that's training, right? You are actually, there's a rhyme and reason, there's intention behind what you're doing, which is like, that's a difference, right? Of practicing with intention, for example, rather than just going in and doing random stuff. That's training. So for me, when I train my clients, like I don't exercise my clients. I don't put an exercise routine in place. I put a training routine together. You know, I put something that makes sense for them. Obviously, there's an assessment involved, figuring out what their lifestyle is like, all that kind of stuff. And then we train. I'm actually trying to get them to see a benefit, to see growth, to see progress in whatever their goal is, right? Without that, when it is just randomized workouts or randomized exercise, because again, that's the funny thing. It's not like exercise can't involve lifting weights either. 100%, right? You can do push-ups, you can lift weights, you can do CrossFit, you can do anything that involves resistance training. That's still exercise, right? If it's not programmed in a manner to achieve an adaptation, right? If I go to the gym today, and I go, you know what, I'm going to do some push-ups, I'm going to do some air squats, I'm going to do some pull-ups, and I'm going to do some kettlebell swings. You know, am I training? I would say no, I'm exercising. I'm doing things, like I said, that are good for my body, good for my mind, but it doesn't have an adaptation in mind necessarily. It's just I'm doing something that's good for the body. Where again, training would be more structured. There would be reps and sets involved in terms of why are we programming them in this manner, right? And what are we trying to get out of it? How am I able to use this session to then, you know, develop on and progress on? And how can I put my weekly schedule together where tomorrow's workout complements this workout and today's workout complements tomorrow's workout, right? And they kind of work in unison. There's this synergistic kind of aspect to it. So that's the big thing, right? So when we talk about the differences, we need to understand the differences between the two. So you have more understanding of what might be achieved over the next month or 6 months or 12 months, right? Like exercise isn't going to build a lot for your body, right? Like I said, it's going to keep your body healthy. It's going to be good for your mind. But is it going to create a significant adaptation? No. You're not going to get very strong by just exercising. You're not going to build a lot of muscle through exercise. You're not going to burn off a lot of body fat necessarily through exercise while keeping muscle. Let's just put that out there. Unless you already have it. And that's the caveat, right? For example, I have a really decent base of strength and muscle and overall fitness. I've been doing it for a long time. I'm a coach, athlete, do all that stuff, right? So at this point in my life, right now, at 32 years old, I have the affordability to exercise and still look like I train because I've built a body that has trained for 17 years now, right? Upward, almost 18 years. Right? So I have the muscle, I have the strength, I have the body composition and the fitness level where I can go to the gym and I can do stuff that's just built around exercise that are still movements and sessions that are going to keep me strong, keep me fit, keep my muscles full, but I don't have to follow a training routine. I don't have to be very specific. I don't have to be very structured or ordered. I can go in, I can do deadlifts, I can do squats, I can do pull-ups, I can do presses, I can do sled sprint work, and I'm going to maintain a lot of my muscle mass. And that's the really cool part, is that once you build your body up to a point that you're like, you know, I'm really satisfied with how it looks, feels, and performs, you have to do a fraction of the work to maintain that. That's the beauty, and that's the thing that I really want to get over, is once you build your body up to this, you know, almost like peak condition that you're really satisfied with, and it doesn't mean that you're always, you know, 100% satisfied with where you are, but for the majority of the time, you're like, you know what, I'm in that top percent of how I want to look and how I feel. You have to do very little to maintain that. I could go to the gym easily once to twice a week, do some good compound lifting, right, with no real structure in place, just kind of randomized working out, I'm going to maintain a lot of the muscle mass that I have. Will I be as strong? Probably not, but I'll still be quite strong, especially if I'm you know, doing low rep work and that kind of stuff. And then the rest of the week, the other 5 days, I could, you know, go ride my bike one day, I could go shoot hoops the other day, I could go do some track work, I could do some conditioning work, I could do some calisthenics, like, and I would still maintain what I have. And that's great. That's a phenomenal place to be. Now, I'm someone who likes, I like these objective measures. So I like to see growth. I like to see my body become more resilient. I like to see my body, you know, do things it hasn't done before. So I train the majority of the time. But for the average person and for most of the general population listening to this, they haven't got to the point where they're close to their genetic potential, or they're at a point where they really are satisfied with their body's look or feel or how it moves, or yeah, those are kind of the main things, right? So at that point, you can't afford to just keep exercising if you want change. Like, eventually you have to go, well, doing random stuff, like a class workout, for example, which is random exercise. You go into a class, like a group fitness class, there's no progressive overload from last session or last week. It's just, we're going to do stuff. We're going to have a couple strength sessions. Maybe there's a couple cardio sessions. Maybe there's some conditioning sessions. Whatever class, type of class you go to, there's a million out there, right? Some better than others, you know, community-wise, you know, just workout vibe, that kind of stuff. But it's all kind of the same in terms of it's exercise, right? It's not saying we're going to produce really strong, fit, jacked individuals. It's saying, hey, we're going to get you in better shape and we're going to get you in better health. But if your goal is more than that, if it surpasses that, if you're doing that, but you're like, man, it's not really working for me. Well, because guess what? Exercise, there's an adaptation to it, right? We adapt to the stress. So if you're always exercising, quote unquote, but you haven't built that foundation, that's why when I go to the gym, if I just exercised, for example, I would maintain what I have. I'm not going to build. So if you're someone looking to build and you're exercising, you're wondering, why am I not building? Well, you're not in a position. You're not in a environment to build, right? You're in an environment to be healthy and to stay active and do things that are good for your body and mind, like we've talked about. So this is where you need to have that conversation with yourself and say, well, okay, well, what direction do I want to go? Am I someone who doesn't have pain? Am I someone who feels really good in my body? I feel confident. You know, I move really well. I have the muscle mass. I have the muscle definition that I want. You know, my posture is where it wants to be. You know, I have my body composition is where I want it to be. Then great. Keep doing whatever the hell you want. Right? That's a beautiful place to be in. But again, the majority of the people listening to this, they're not in that position, right? And I'm someone, as a strength coach, I help people get to a position where they can do, exercise more than just always having to train. Now again, and I don't want to even make it sound like exercise is better than training in terms of like, it's more free, it's more flowing, it's a great place to be, because hell, I'm at a position where I could easily just exercise, but I love training. I love seeing my body progress. I love fighting aging, right? I love the idea of trying to build muscle mass as I age, right? Rather than just kind of stay stagnant, because we understand as we get older, things start dropping down, things start slowing down, you know, muscle mass starts decreasing. So we have to be a little bit more intentional. That's why I always suggest a couple days a week of at least specific training, and always following some resemblance of a training program. If you want to complement that outside of it with exercise, fantastic. Do I ever really suggest a full-blown exercise program where you just kind of do random stuff? No, because I get that the body can't keep up necessarily. And I want people to really kind of thrive and not just, you know, see their body slowly deteriorate and they're kind of fighting it off a little bit, right? But the breakdown is superseding the build. So for me, I really highly suggest and always advocate that we always follow a training plan that makes sense for us, that's specific, because that's where we can work around our limitations, work around our weaknesses, highlight lagging muscle groups, highlight imbalances, you know, see development, see progress. As humans, we are always evolving. We're always changing, right? And we're always chasing growth. And that's a great thing to do, right? You never want to get to a point where you're just completely satisfied. You know, as much as I'm satisfied with how my body looks, feels, and performs, there's always something in me that goes, you know what, like, I want to see what else it can do, because I'm a creature of development. I'm a creature of developing habits to optimize what I'm doing, to be in the 1%, to challenge my body at all ages and see if I can kind of keep up and hit new PRs and different things and take my body in a different direction training-wise, right? Because there's so many that you can get into. You can power lift and you can Olympic lift. You can be a performance athlete of some sort and, you know, pursue training in that manner. You can train to build strength. You can train to build muscle. You can train to improve your body composition. You can train to become a fitter, more well-balanced, conditioned individual. So that's always fun. That's always exciting. That doesn't go away from me, right? That's never going to go away from me, I don't think, right? Will it be reduced a little bit where I don't train 4 or 5 days a week? Absolutely. I'm sure they'll get to a point where I train 3 or 2 times a week, and I exercise the rest of the time, depending on my schedule and age and lifestyle at that point, right? But I'm always going to want to see the body do good stuff in the gym, right? I'm going to be, you know, comparing myself to my younger self in a sense, right? Which isn't a bad thing. It can be a bad thing if I get obsessed with it and I put my value on it. But I want my body to perform at a high level at all ages, right? I don't want to just slowly let things go. So that's the big difference, right? Is the difference of exercise and training, the importance of following a training routine if you're someone who is looking to, like I said, develop and grow and progress your body, right? If that's not you, I still highly recommend a couple days a week you train, right? So you don't let those gains get diminished, right? And we're still seeing some progress and engagement in that manner. But if you're someone who's exercising and you're curious to why your body has adapted, why things are slowing down, why your body isn't looking the way it should, it's because you're exercising, right? Doesn't mean you can't look healthy. Doesn't mean you can't look thin or decently in shape. But if you're looking for progress, that's the biggest one. That's why I always like to distinguish progressive resistance training from resistance training, because resistance training can still fall in the exercise bucket. Progressive resistance training is when we're trying to progress our workouts, progress what we're doing in the gym, see development, right? That's why we progressively overload our resistance training and we have periodization to our training. There's a rhyme and reason to what we're doing because we are looking to feel better. We are looking to rid ourselves of nagging injuries, nagging pains, nagging limitations. We're trying to improve our posture. We're trying to become stronger. We're trying to fight off potential injuries and muscle loss down the road. Those things are important to a lot of people. So if that's you, then you got to train. You got to follow a plan of some sort that has a rhyme and reason, that has a system in place, and that has structure of how you're going to progress week to week how you're going to progress phase to phase and blocks of training to blocks of training, right? That just makes a lot of sense for people. Again, you listen to this, you might fall in one of the 10 categories I listed here. But like I said, you choose what's right for you and then obviously move forward accordingly. All right, guys, I hope this episode helped you, give you a little bit of insight of the differences of exercise and training, and then for you to decide what's best for you and how you can obviously optimize your schedule where either you do a lot more training or you do a decent amount of training, you couple that with exercise. And if you're someone who's doing none, again, this might sound like backwards advice, but I would start off 100% training, right? Why waste time? You want growth. You want to see progress. You want to see results. If you're someone who wants lasting results and wants continuous results, you got to train your body. And this is why the gym industry is failing so many people, is we promote exercise. We promote things that are good for the body, but we lose sight of the fact that of the psychological aspect of working out, which is we want to see a return on our investment, and we don't want to hit plateaus, and we don't want to just be working out because it feels good, because a lot of people, that's not good enough for them, and they actually want to see their body look in a manner like they work out and they train and they lift weights. And if they're doing it and it's not resembling that, they get discouraged. And that's a real thing that's happening in this world, right? Obviously, there's a lot of people that don't do it at all. But the people that are doing it and fall off, that's the reason, is because they're not training. They're just exercising. And that only lasts so long. The only people I would ever push towards just exercising is you got to a really cool spot in your life where you said, you know what? I don't want to follow shit. Stressful, it's this or that, or whatever. I'm at a point where I just want to go into the gym. I want to work out. I want to have some fun. I want to do a lot of different stuff. I am completely 100% satisfied with how my body looks, feels, and performs. That's the person. That's the avatar, which is, I don't know. I don't know anyone like that. So anybody outside of that category, train your body, get it stronger, become fitter, eliminate those nagging pains and limitations, and that will keep you more engaged. And more excited about the process and about this fitness and health space that you're in. All right, guys, have a great rest of your day. We'll see you in the next episode of the Fear Being Average podcast.